Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
I'm going to start by putting Floria on the spot here.
我想要在开始的时候就把我太太 Floria 放到那个教典上。
She took my advanced Bible study class at New Hope.
她跟我一起就她拿了我在 New Hope 神学院所教的一堂课。
This was one of the questions on maybe the second or third test.
这个是其中一个在第一个考试里面的一个问题。
So what is the number one rule for understanding biblical prophecy?
要真的哪一个是第一条的条件去明白圣经里面的一些先知的预言？
Know your biblical history. Very good.
就是要了解你圣经里面的历史。
All right. All right. All right. So this morning we're going to be looking at the book of Haggai, a tiny little prophet in the Old Testament.
今天我们会专注看一本叫哈该书，这是一个在旧约里面的一个小先知。
In order to understand this, we have to understand the biblical history of what was going on at the time that he spoke this message.
当我们需要去明白他所讲的话的时候，我们必须要了解圣经以前之历史所的引致到今天的发生的事情。
So this morning we have quite a bit of scripture to cover.
所以今天早上我们有好一些的经文需要去看。
So to break it up a little bit, I've asked some people to read some portions of Scripture.
所以我就是请了几位的弟兄姐妹去读当中的一些经文。
The first portion is, this is August 12th, 586 BC.
第一个部分是主前586年的8月12日。
And this is 2 Chronicles 36, 15 through 21. John?
记载在旧约的那个历代志的这个下三十六章。
耶和华他们列祖的神，因为爱惜自己的名和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们，他们却喜笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥笑他的先知，以致耶和华的愤怒向他的百姓发作。所以耶和华是加勒底人的王，来攻击他们，在他们的圣殿里用刀杀了他们的壮丁，不连续他们的少男少妇女老人白粥。耶和华将他们都交在加勒底王手里，加勒底王将神殿里的大小器皿，耶和华殿里的财宝，并王和众首领的财宝都带到巴比伦去了。加勒底人焚烧了神的殿，拆毁耶路撒冷的城墙，用火烧了城里的宫殿，毁坏了城里宝贵的器皿，凡脱离刀剑的加勒底王都掳到巴比伦去，做他和他子孙的仆婢，到波斯王波斯国兴起。这就应验了耶利米耶和华借耶利米口所说的话，必享安息，因为地谷荒凉，便所安息，只满了七十年。
March 24th, 538 BC.
到了主前538年3月24日。
And this is about 50 years later. 喂？
这是在50年以后的事。
Then September of the same year, 538 BC.
在同年的九月。
Jade, will you read this one?
Mm-hmm.
And then April 10th, 537 BC.
到了跟着那一年，就是主前537年的4月10日。
Wen Jun?
乃信到了耶和华神神殿的地方，第二年二月，撒拉给的儿子所罗巴伯、约萨达的儿子约叙亚和其余的弟兄，就是祭司、利未人，并一切被掳归回耶路撒冷的人，都新宫建造，又派利未人从二岁以外管理建造耶和华殿的工作。
Oops, is that good?
那地的民就在犹大人建造的时候，使他们的手发软，扰乱他们。从波斯王古列年间，直到波斯王大力乌登基的时候，会乃不是要败坏他们的王室。
Okay. Let us pray.
好，用一同祷告。
Father God, we take your word seriously. We're thankful.For your grace. We're thankful that you continue to intervene in our lives and that you continue to speak to us. And we pray that that would happen today to each one of us, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
So God uses his messengers to warn the people of the consequences of their actions.
所以上帝使用他的使者去警告人们他们之所作所为的后果。
But the people mocked the prophets of God.
但那些人都嘲笑神的先知。
So God had Babylon utterly destroy Judah in its capital, Jerusalem, even the temple of God.
所以神就让巴比伦去彻底的摧毁了这个犹大国和他当时的那个首都耶路撒冷，还有神自己的圣殿。
But despite our unfaithfulness, God is faithful.
但是尽管我们是不信实，神自己是信实的。
So about 50 years later, God uses Cyrus to initiate the revitalization of downtown Jerusalem.
所以在将近50年后，上帝就用这个古列王去启动包括圣殿在内的耶路撒冷的复兴。
And this includes the temple.
这当然是包括了圣殿。
According to scholars, these returnees who started the work were the boldest and the most dedicated Jews.
根据一些学者他们的讲法，就是那些起初回归的那些犹太人是最大胆、会最专注的人。
And they had to be.
他们必须要是。
The place was uninhabited for about 50 years.
因为那个地方已经有将近50年是荒废的。
So the people that left Babylon and came to Judah.
所以那些人离开了巴比伦，回到这个耶路撒冷。
These were the ones that were passionate.
就是那些很有热情。
They were the nationalistic ones, the ones that loved Judah.
很有这个民主意识的，很爱犹大的。
They were the sentimental old people who just wanted their country back.
是那些可能有多愁善感的老人，是想要回到他们的祖国。
Or there were young people.
或许有一些年轻人。
These are the young men who listened to their parents.
这些年轻人就是聆听父母教诲的年轻人。
They believed the testimonies of the elders.
他们相信他们长辈们的一些见证。
These are the ones that hoped for the glory of God.
他们就是那些希望得到神的荣耀的。
They did not settle into the prosperity and the immorality of the Babylon culture.
他们并没有陷入巴比伦的繁荣或者是不道德当中。
These people coming back were the ones that hoped for the holiness.And the intervention of God.
他们回去的这些人都是希望得到神的圣洁和神的同在。
And the first thing that happened when they came back was they rebuilt the altar of God.
他们回去以后第一件事情就是重建了神的祭坛。
And they started offering sacrifices morning and evening.
他们就开始从每天的去献燔祭，早上跟晚上。
So in the morning there was worship.
早上有敬拜。
There were sacrifices and offerings.
有献祭。
And there was singing, there was praise.
有歌唱，有赞美。
And in the evening, there was worship.
在晚上也有敬拜。
And there were sacrifices, and there was offerings, and there were praise.
同样有献祭，有赞美。
Every day.
每日如此。
And then on special occasions, it was all-day events.
在特别的日子里面，更是一整天的盛事。
And there were special events that were week-long celebrations.
有一些甚至是一星期长的一个庆祝。
Right, the Feast of Tabernacles was like a week-long spiritual retreat.
就是上这个祝棚节的期间，就是一生其长的一个属灵的退休。
There was worship.
有敬拜。
There were sacrifices and offerings.
有献祭。
And there was praise.
也有赞美。
And if Ezra, the teacher of the law, the scribe, if he was there, I'm sure that there were some lessons involved.
如果以斯拉这个神的那个教导者神的如果在的话，他一定会有一些神国的教导。
Some workshops and teachings.
可能会有一些讲习班或者是有一些教导。
Maybe he taught them about how to live their faith inside out.
或许这是比如说像你如何的活出神的你的信仰。
Well, the people did okay living their faith out inside of church.
那些人在会堂里面都好像就是活出他的信仰。
But outside of the church, they struggled.
但在教会以外，他们就需要挣扎。
Outsiders began to harass the Jews.
因为外来的人都会去扰乱他们。
They discouraged them.
他们会阻止他们。
They browbeat them.
会吓唬他们。
Maybe they called them flat earthers or prudes.
或者他们会不切实质，或者是故作真经。
Maybe the outsiders called the Jews intolerant hypocrites.
也有人称他们会不能容忍的伪善者。
Or maybe they just made them feel like they shouldn't talk about God outside of the church.
或许只是要让他们觉得他们不适合去谈论上帝在教会以外。
The psychological oppression was crushing.
在这个心理上的打压是很严重的。
The social oppression caused everyone to stop working on the temple of God.
社会上的逼迫也使每个人都停止了对圣殿的工作。
Things looked impossible.
事情越来越看不可能。
The people felt insignificant.
人们也越来越觉得是无意义。
The people felt unworthy.
觉得不值得。
So there was this lack of enthusiasm for the things of God that set in and discouraged the people.
对上帝这个事情本来的热情也越来越减少了。
But they still had their tools.
他们还有他们的工具。
They still had their health.
还有他们的健康。
They still had some time on their hands.
他们手上也还有时间。
So they began to work on their own houses.
所以他们就开始建造自己的房屋了。
Even though the altar was restored quickly,
即使祭坛是很快就修复起来，
people were just as quick to stop.
他们也同样的快的放弃了神的工作。
They stopped the work of God.
他们放弃了建造神的殿的工作。
But the work on their houses never ceased.
但是为自己建造房子的这个事情就从来没有停止过。
So let's look at the book of Haggai in that context.
所以让我们再看看这个哈该书啊，这是。
This is August 29, 526, 520 BC.
是主前520年8月29日的事。
John, will you read Haggai 1 through 11? When he's ready.Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it's the missing line.
Hmm?
Cannot read the line on the top.
Oh. That's pretty good. Excellent. Thank you, John.
谢谢.
In these first 11 verses, Haggai confronts the priorities of the people.
在这11节里面, 先知哈该就是去正面的去要那些以色列人去正视他们的问题。
The prophet repeats the people's excuses for not prioritizing kingdom work.
先知重复人们的借口，就是他们没有优先考虑到神的工作。
Work on their own houses came first.
他们对自己房子的工作是来的优先。
Perhaps the excuses started like this.
或许他们的借口是这样子开始的。
You know, once we get settled in, then we'll get back to work on the temple.
等我们安顿下来以后，我们再回到去圣殿的工作。
When we get the room for the baby done and all decorated nicely, then we'll get back to work on the temple.
让我们把那个婴儿房弄妥当以后，我们再回到圣殿的工作。
When the kids get into school and we'll have more time, we'll get back to work on the temple.
在孩子上学后，我们有更多的时间，我们再回到圣殿的工作。
Or maybe once the kids go off to college, then we'll get back to work on the temple.
等到孩子上大学以后，我们再回到圣殿的工作。
This was 17 years, 4 months. In 19 days later.
这是17年4个月19天之后的事情。
How many years did it take for the original temple to be built?
当初的圣殿是花了多少时间去建造?
How long?
多久?
You guys know? Yeah, 7 years.
七年。
She took my Bible study class.
她要拿我的圣经课。
7 years, and now it's 17 years later, and all they have is a part of the foundation done.
这17年之后，他们的只有这个地基做好了一点点。
The people, the Jews that came from Babylon to Judah,
那些从巴比伦回到犹大的耶路撒冷人，耶路撒冷的犹大人，
they left relative prosperity.
他们离开了一些相对的一些财富。
Right, there was in Babylon, it was a relatively prosperous country.
当时巴比伦是一个相当富裕的一个城市，一个国家。
And the people that left that prosperity to this desolate place that has been uninhabited for 50 years.
他们离开的那些富裕的地方，来到这个荒凉的地方，都50年了。
So perhaps they were comparing the homes that they left in Babylon to what they had now.
他们可能就是把他们的房子跟以前在巴比伦的房子做一个对比。
Or perhaps they were just comparing themselves to the people that remained in Babylon.
或许他们也是在对那些还留在巴比伦的人做比较。
Right? Perhaps they gave the excuse, hey, at least we were willing to come back.
或许他们用这样的借口说，最少我们愿意回来。
What more do you want from us?
你还想要什么呢?
But the prophet gives a clear command to get back to the work of God.
先知有给他们一个明确的指令，要他们回去做神的工。
And he has two primary purposes in mind.
他有讲到两个主要的目的。
One is God's pleasure.
一个是神的喜乐。
And the other is God's glory.
另一个是神的荣耀。
Unfortunately,
很不幸的,
we so often seek our own pleasure and our own glory.
我们常常会去寻求我们自己的喜乐和荣耀。
And we do this when we call wants or desires, when we call those needs.
我们这样就是会把我们的欲望称为需求。
And the result is discontentment.
这样子的后果就是不满足。
Right? Discontentment is a result of having messed up priorities.
不满足就是优先顺序混乱的结果。
If we keep calling wants and desires, if we keep calling these needs, we'll be our priorities will be all messed up.
如果我们常常不当地把欲望称为需求的话，我们的优先事项就会混乱。
And we'll never seem to have enough.
而我们会永远都不会觉得足够。
And for the Jews, God made sure of that.
对犹太人来说，上帝就明确地告诉他们。
Right? The terrible situation that they faced.
他们要面对的一些可怕的一些事情。
They never had enough.
他们一直都不满足。
Just one more project.
或想要多一个计划,
one more upgrade.
想要多一个升级,
a little more of this, a little more of that.
多一个又再多一个,
there was never enough.
是从来都不满足。
So we demonstrate, or we could assess our priorities this way.
所以我们可以怎么样去衡量我们的优先顺序?
How do we use our time, our talent, and our treasure?
就是如何的去利用我们的时间、才能跟财富。
Right? If you want to know what your priorities are, assess those things.
如果你想要制造你自己的优先顺序的话，就是从这一方面去看。
How do you spend your time, your talent, and your treasure?
怎么样用你的时间、才能跟财富？
The Old Testament gives two commandments, two laws regarding our priorities.
旧约告诉我们两个诫命，就是可以用我们去衡量我们自己的优先顺序。
Tithing and,
十一,
and the Sabbath.
十一奉献跟守安息日。
But unfortunately, we have our excuses as well.
很不幸的，我们也有自己的借口。
As soon as I get caught up on the credit cards.
等到我们还清了信用卡的账。
As soon as I could afford it.
等到我可以负担得起的时候
When I get that promotion and raise, I'll start paying tithes then.
或许等到我加薪升级时，我就开始给十一奉献。
I'll give more time to the church. I'll start taking a Sabbath as soon as the kids are out of the house.
我会去守安息日，等到我小孩离开家门以后。
Lori and I learned how to tithe the hard way.
我太太跟我是花了一番苦功才学会了那个怎么样是十一奉献。
Tobias was about 6 months old at the time.
但我大儿子 Tobias 大概是六个月大的时候。
And my priorities were disastrous.
我那个时候的优先考量的是很差劲的。
My poor priorities resulted in us being very, very poor.
我的差劲的优先考量方式导致我们非常的贫苦。
So when Tobias was about 6 months old, we actually had our water shut off.
所以当 Tobias 大概六个月大的时候，我们的水都被灌掉。
And it's hard to make a bottle when there's no water coming out of the faucet.
如果没有水的时候，就连开奶都不行。
And I said, "Oh my goodness, I'm a disaster."
啊，我就觉得啊，真的是一个惨况。
And at that point, I finally submitted my finances, our finances, to God.
到了那个时候，我终于顺服了，把我的那个经济方面的事情交给上帝。
I was so broke that I reasoned it this way.
我穷到一个地步，我是用这样子去理解。
10% of zero is what?
十分之一的没有是多少
？Zero. I said I'm paying my tithes right now.
所以我就用这样子的方式，已经算是付了十一奉献。
There you go, God. I just paid my tithes.
所以上帝啊，我刚刚做了我的十一奉献。
And I committed myself to paying tithes right then and there.
但是从那一刻开始，我就已经告诉我自己以后都要做十一奉献。
A lady from the church came a day or two later.
没多久以后，可能一两天哈，就有一个教会的姐妹来。
And she gave us $100 to turn the water back on.
她给了我们$100去把那个水重开。
And I thanked God and I said, "We're up $90."
就我跟上帝说，我这样子赚到$90了。
From zero to 90, just like that.
从没有到赚了$90，就这样子。
And that is how we committed to just making the commitment to pay tithes the entire time.
所以自此以后，我的十一奉献就是成为一件很自动的事情。
The Sabbath is similar.
而守安息日也是一样。
If we cannot stop our striving and building our own kingdom for one day a week, our priorities are messed up.
如果我们一个星期没有办法，真的是留一天去停止我们平常的奋斗打拼的话，我们的优先顺序也真的是混乱。
Perhaps we should consider our ways.
或许我们需要考量我们现在的方式。
Perhaps we should recognize that our priorities are leaving us discontent and disobedient.
或许我们需要认清我们现在的优先顺序是否导致我们现在的不满足或者不顺服。
The next portion of Haggai, verses 12 through 15.
最后是哈该书的一章啊，十二到十五节。
This is now September 21st, 520 BC.
那时是主前520年的九月二十一日。
Wei, will you read this one?
会冠军是耶和华他们神的圣名，这是在大卫之王第二年六月二
十。No, that's good. As I was, one of the things I like to do in preparation for sermon is to actually diagram the structure of what is said.
当我在准备正道的时候，我很喜欢就是用一个图示的方式去帮助我理解那个经文的架构。
And I articulate very specifically how every clause relates to one another.
我特别会看到当中的那些句子怎么样子去互相的有在理解关系当中的关系。
And when I did this, something stood out to me.
当我这样做的时候，我就注意到一些很特别的地方。
There is a relationship called disclosure and content.
就是有一个公告跟陈明的一个关系。
Basically, that means something is about to be said, and then something is said.
基本上就是一些，就是说有一些话将要说，或者还有一些现在要说的话。
And usually, it's kind of rare.
这对于圣经来说，在圣经里面是一个不比较特别的事情。
But over and over, at least 10 times in this book, you have that disclosure and then content relationship.
这重复又重复的在这个经文里面发生了超过十次，就是这个公告跟陈明之间的关系。
And then there's a ton of uses of message, messenger.
当中有很多句子是用了信息或者使者这个事情。
This is what the Lord says.
这耶和华如此说。
Declares the Lord.
耶和华说,
and the word of the Lord came.
耶和华的话临到。
So there is this clear emphasis of this message coming from God to the prophet.
这样子的句子是特别明确的去强调神自己要说的话透过先知。
And then that message is from God to the prophet, and then from the prophet to the people.
然后就神的话透过先知向人传达的信息。
So the first 11 verses describe the situation to where that message came.
在头十一节经文里面就讲到这个信息的来源。
And this section shows their response to it.
这个部分就讲到他们的回应。
And it was a prophet's dream come true.
这可以说是先知的梦想成真。
The people obeyed.
人居然会顺服。
With the pattern of how the prophets were treated in the Old Testament.
从旧约很多先知怎么样被人去对待的，我们可以看得出。
I'm wondering if Haggai was quite surprised by this outcome.
我猜想哈该会不会对这样子的一个回应觉得很意外。
It was a prophet's dream come true.
真的是一个对先知来说的梦想成真的事。
The people listened.
人们居然会聆听。
A pastor, a preacher's dream come true.
一个牧者他的梦想成真。
A parent's dream come true, right? When your kids listen.
一个父母亲的梦想成真，如果当你儿小孩子听你话的时候。
All those in spiritual authority, they're just trying to correct the priorities of those that they serve.
这些有属灵权柄的人都是尽他们的能力去纠正那他们服侍的人群。
I don't know about you, but my kids are the worst at this.
我不知道大家如何，可是我的小孩在这方面是最糟糕的。
You try to correct them on anything, and they have an excuse.
当你要纠正他们的时候，他们总会有借口。
If you tell them this is how you do the dishes, they say, "No, I'm going to."
如果你告诉他们盘子应该怎么样洗的时候，他们就会这样子说。
They know better, right?
他们都觉得自己知道比较清楚。
We too give excuses instead of just listening.
我们也常常会引用借口，而不要去专心的仔细的听。
Well, let me. We just finished the soccer season with the little kids.
我们小孩的这个足球赛季刚刚结束。
So Tobias and Jasmine and I, we coach two different teams.
我跟我的大儿子跟大女儿就是去指导两个不同的队伍。
Max is on one team.
我小儿子 Max 在一个队伍。
And Dominic and Tyler are on another team.
另外两个孩子 Dominic 跟 Tyler 是在另外一支的球队队伍里面。
Max is full of excuses.
Max 他就是充满了这个借口的。
So if you tell him, hey, you're supposed to be up here.
你就告如果你告诉他，你应该是在前面的位置。
But I want to be over here.
可是他就会说，我想，但是我想要在后面。
And he simply just doesn't listen.
他就是单单的都没有去聆听。
Dominic, on the other hand, listens.
Dominic 就是相反的，他就会很细心的去聆听。
Which one do you think is more pleasant to coach?
你会觉得哪一个小孩是在当你教导他的时候，你会比较愉快
？Dominic，
当然就是 Dominic 了。
Which one do you think is better at soccer？
那你又想哪一个在足球技巧方面会更好呢
？Dominic，
当然也是 Dominic。
Max listened this week in soccer。
Max 在这个礼拜的主球赛里面 有听。
We had our last game Saturday。
刚刚的星期六就是这个球季的最后一场比赛。
Max listened and he scored a goal。
他终于很肯听了，就取了一分。
Dominic has listened for seasons。
而 Dominic 就整个赛季都有在聆听。
And I made an exception this game。
我在这个最后一场比赛里面，我做了一个例外的事情。
I finally said, "Go ahead and play."
我就随便的这样，他去下场比赛了。
Dominic, how many goals did you make Saturday? Seven.
Dominic 那天就是进了七球得。
When we listen to the people who know better,
当我们去聆听那些更清楚事情的人的话的时候
，we are better for it.
我们是会有改进的。
And it's a whole lot more pleasurable to coach someone who listens than the one that does not.
而且对于一个指导人来说是更愉快的事情，当一个人去聆听的话。
Sometimes spiritual correction comes in dramatic forms.
很多时候这个属灵方面的纠正是有一个很戏剧性的一个表现。
Right? Dominic, no!
Dominic, 不要。
Keep your hands to yourself!
就是不要去触碰别人。
Other times it's, hey, if you move like this, if you're right here, and if you go like this, the defender, and it's just a suggestion.
或许你应该是如此如此的去对待那个防守人的时候，这个只是一个建议。
It's a pleasure to keep to coach those who listen to both the dramatic as well as the everyday suggestions.
但是不管是戏剧性的一个提醒，或者是一个简单的每天的一种提醒，都是一个让教导的人很愉快的事情。
There are a few times when I have spiritually corrected a person.
有几次我真的是需要属灵的去纠正一个人的行为。
And they listened immediately and specifically.
他们真的有仔细的，而且很马上的去聆听。
Admittedly, sometimes I'm surprised by it.
我很坦白说，有时候我也会因为这样子觉得很意外。
But more than that, I'm overwhelmingly just rejoicing inside.
但更多的是内心里面的喜悦。
They're better for it.
他们有这样子就会更好。
I'm pleased by it.
我也更愉快。
And God is pleased by it as well.
上帝也更喜悦。
So let us look at chapter 2 of Haggai.
让我们再看看哈该书的第二章。
And here we're going to look at how does the covenant relate to our priorities.
这个就是我们看看上帝的约跟我们的优先顺序有怎么彼此之间有什么的关系。
And the prophet here removes three popular excuses with the covenant.
在这里先知就讲到三个最常用的一个借口。
This is October 17th and December 18th of 520 BC.
是主前520年10月17日跟12月18日的事。
Read this one.
哈该书二章一节。七月二十一日，耶和华的话临到先知哈该说：“你要小谕犹大省长撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙大的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓说：你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有？”耶和华说：“所罗巴伯啊，虽然如此，你当将强；约沙他的儿子大祭司约书亚，你也当刚强。这地的百姓，你都当刚强做工，因为我与你们同在。这是万军之耶和华说的。这是照着你们出埃及和我与你们立约的话。那时我在灵，我的灵住在你们中间，你们不要惧怕。”万军之耶和华说：“过不多时，我必再一次震动天地、沧海与旱地，我必震动万国，万国的珍宝必都运来，我就使这殿满了荣耀。”这是万军之耶和华说的。万军之耶和华说：“银子是我的，金子也是我的。这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀，在这地方我必赐平安。”这是万军之耶和华说的。
So verses chapter 2 verses 1 through 9。
在哈该书的二章一到九节。
The first excuse might be looking at what we have.
第一个常用的借口就是我们可以看到我们手上有的东西。
Our finances or our facilities.
可能是在财务上，或者是我们的设施上。
Look at our pathetic temple. We have nothing.
看着我们悲惨的圣殿，我们一无所有。
How are we supposed to make a difference in the world?
我们这样子也无法对世界有所作为。
God can do a lot with the little that we see.
上帝可以对我们所看到的一点点做出很大的事情。
Consider the five loaves and the two fish that fed thousands, and there were leftovers.
试想象那个五饼二鱼所喂饱的几千人，还有剩下的存留。
And we see why here.
我们这样子就可以看到为什么了。
This passage emphasizes God's sovereignty over the economy as well as His faithfulness to the covenant.
在经文里面，这个强调了神的主权是高过其他的，他的信实对他对他约定的信实。
But sometimes we ignore that.
但很多时候我们都不管不理。
We get our priorities mixed up and we ignore the covenant that God has made.
我们对我自己的这个优先事项就是混乱了，也不管了神的事情。
We forget that He's the sovereign Lord over all things.
我们忘记他的是的主权高过一切。
Sometimes I think that if, because of that, we choose not to be a doorkeeper for the Lord.
很多时候我想我们就是这样子选择不当神的管家。
And we prioritize having our own mansions on the mountain of materialism.
在物质主义的山上建造自己的大房子。
When you prioritize God's way,
当你又把按照神的方式去排你的优先顺序，
it might look like you'll have less.
或许会看起来是少得的一些。
But if you take part in God's economy, there is more than enough.
但是如果你站在神的经济学上的话，你所得到的是超过你需要的。
More than that, there is contentment.
而且你一定会有满足感。
Wei, will you read this next section?
谢谢。
Verses 10 through 19.
在二章第十节到第十九节。
The second kind of excuse might be in relationship to righteousness.
就是讲到第二个借口，可能就是跟那个公义方面有关系的。
Some tend to avoid God's priorities in doing God's work based on their own unworthiness.
有人就是借口去避开神的工作，做自己的事情，就是觉得自己不配的。
Right, they don't feel like they're good enough to do God's work.
他们觉得自己还不够好，不要做神的工。
God could never use me.
上帝永远都不会用我的。
I've messed up so bad.
我是常常都搞砸了。
But Jesus has taken care of this.
但耶稣已经在这方面为我们处理好。
And that discouragement is exactly what the enemy wants you to think.
而这一方面的一些阻碍，就是我们的敌人要我们想的。
The prophet points out their guilt.
先是指出他们的过犯。
Right? He says that the yeah, you're right. What you're offering is defiled.
先是说对你们这是奉献的是污秽的。
But he also notices that there were consequences.
但是也同样提到那些后果。
God did discipline the Jews.
上帝管教一些犹太人。
But look at the very last quote there.
我们看看最后的那一节。
From this day on, I will bless you.
从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Others go the other way in relationship to righteousness.
其他可能用另外一种方式去看这个公义的事情。
They're not thinking, "Hey, I'm not unworthy." They're thinking, "I'm too good for this."
有一些人就觉得并不是看自己看不起，而是觉得自己太好。
I shouldn't have to do that. That's beneath me.
我觉得我并不需要做这些是不在我以下的事情。
Let someone else do that.
让其他人来做吧。
I'm better than that.
我比这个更好。
And the response to that in light of the law?
这样子回应，在律法下这样子回应。
Says no, you're guilty.
是说不，你是有罪的。
There are consequences.
这是有一切的后果。
But once again, look at the last line.
但是我们再看最后的那一节。
From this day on, I will bless you.
从今日起，我必赐福于你们。
Again, even when we are faithless, God is faithful.
再一次，纵使我们是不信实，上帝还是信实的。
And the last excuse, Floria, will you read 2:20 through 23?
最后的是哈该书的二章二十节到二十三节。
The third kind of excuse has to do with being few in number.
第三种的借口就是跟那个只有少数人这个有关系。
Few in number and marginalized in society.
是只有少数的人或者是在边缘化的人的关系。
So the Jews, they did come from Babylon and they did make it home.
那些犹太人从巴比伦来，把这里当成从建造他们的家园。
But there were only very few of them.
但是人数并不多。
And they were still under the control of Persia.
而且他们还是在那个波斯国的那个统治之下。
According to some scholars, Zerubbabel was just a Babylonian appointed governor of a small part of the Persian Empire.
根据很多学者的分析，就说所罗巴伯只是巴比伦人任命波斯帝国的一个小省长。
So again, perhaps the excuse would be, what difference can we make?
所以他的借口可能就是，我们能做什么呢？
Our excuses would sound similar.
对，我们自己也可能有同样的借口。
We're only a few Christians in the midst of a secular majority.
我们只是在世俗大多数人中的少数的基督徒。
There are so few of us Christians on the UO campus.
在大学的学员里面，只有很少的我们几个基督徒。
I'm the only one.
我不就是唯一一个。
I'm the only Christian in my family. What difference am I going to make?
我是我的家庭里面的唯一一个基督徒，我可以做什么事？
And God's response?
神的回应就是如此。
Have an eternal perspective.
你需要有一个永恒的观点。
And know that you are a chosen child of God.
而知道你就是被神所拣选的。
The purpose of church is to increase commitment to Christ.
教会的目的就是要增加人对基督的委身投入。
That's what we're doing here.
这就是我们在这里做的。
That's why I stand up here. I want you guys to increase your commitment to Christ.
这就是为什么我要站在这里跟大家说，我希望你们可以增加对基督的委身投入。
And part of that does include a commitment to the church.
而当中也包括了对教会本身的委身投入。
So let us consider our priorities.
让我们去衡量我们的优先顺序。
How do you spend your time, your money, and your talents?
你是如何的去运用你的时间、金钱，还有你的才能？
Do you consistently tithe?
你有没有持续的去做十一奉献？
Do you consistently cease striving for your kingdom, for God's kingdom, at least one day a week?
有没有持续的每个星期找一天去停止你为自己国的自己的 打拼，为神的国去打拼。
We need to stop giving excuses and start listening to those in authority above us.
我们需要停止为自己做借口，用来找借口去不听。
And we need to allow people to correct our priorities for the glory of God.
我们要允许我们他们有属灵权柄的人去指导我们有关神的事情。
We pray. Offer.Father God, we are grateful for your word. We are grateful for the prophets that have gone before us, that have, and for those who have preserved your word, that our priorities might be recalibrated according to your pleasure, your glory. And God, we pray that you would help us to submit to one another and to those who are helping us to have a greater commitment to you, Jesus.We pray for your blessing upon this church, and upon the work of our hands, that we would truly expand your kingdom. In the great name of Jesus, amen.